I'm joined on the phone now by Mark Evans from RNIB's Technology for Life team. And today Mark is going to be talking about a recent purchase, slightly different from the stuff we usually do on the show. But we're going to be talking about the Beats Studio 3 wireless headphones. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Now, I believe you recently acquired a pair of these.
I did. I have recently acquired a pair of these. They are brand new. This is the first day I've had them. They've been out since about September, October last year, the Studio 3. Long story short, created by an American called Dr. Dre and another guy, Mr. Levine. They formulated the Beats brand, and they sold it to Apple for quite a few shillings. And now Apple have taken the design on and they've furthered it. So when you open the box and you reveal the packaging, you slide the top of the box off. And then underneath that, the box is in two halves. So you pull the top part of the box off, and within there, you actually have a tab that you then pull back, which reveals a dome-shaped hard case with the Beats branding on it, which is the which is a B with like a circle around it, which is very tactile, so you can feel it. Very, very laser-rich. It's all very, very beautiful. And then you move from there, the second tab, a second red tab, and that red tab then reveals underneath the instruction manual, the warranties, the stickers, and within there, also within the bottom of the box, we have a USB cable charging. We have actually a wired wire that goes into the actual headset itself with a control system. For those who don't want to use them wirelessly, we do want to use it wired and plug it in and have that control, which is really cool for people. It gives people that flexibility. Mm. And we also have a clip in there to clip to the casing to help us clip that to our bag or make sure we know exactly where our casing is. So if you feel the casing, you'll be able to feel that there's actually a zip that only goes one way. And then when I take my headphones out, they're actually sort of molded headphones. They're really, really soft cuffs. And they actually click. And from the click, your headphones lock solid. And you're then able to sort of really admire and examine. You've got the branding on there, which is the quality symbol. You've got the ability there to change the bass level on there on the one headphone, increase the bass, and you've got a fast forward and a rewind to your next and previous track. And on the other headphone, if you flip it around, you've got a button to actually adjust the bass levels. And also you can actually change the settings in there. You've even got a little slot built in for recording. And so what you can actually do is when you connect it to your iPhone or your other phone, your other smartphone, your Apple, your iPhone or your Samsung Galaxy or whatever the phone may be, you actually then can actually still speak into it. So you can take a call through your headphones, which is very, very useful.
Is that an industry first?
Not an industry first. I think it has been around in this wireless technology is available in other phones, but the way you can do it is better. The quality of the call is deeper in terms of it actually improves the sound quality of people's voices. It captures all the inflections,
okay.
Same as it does with the music, with the background of the music and mm-hmm. the foreground of your track. But what is first is the level of quality of the controls. You also have sort of chevrons built into the headset itself. Mine are in red.
Six different colours available, I believe.
Six different colours available, yeah. I've got them in the candy red. There's a white, there's a black, there's a black and gold. They're the ones that I've seen. And there's probably, I think there's a blue as well. I don't know what the last colour is. It might be a pink, or I'm not quite sure. And very, very popular. And you've got these, as I say, you've got the chevrons that you can adjust on the sides. The cuffs have actually been redefined to make them more spongy. And they actually eventually will mould to the ears. Different people's ear shapes can adjust the position.
Mark, if anyone isn't familiar with Beats or haven't held any in their hands, they're quite big, aren't they? Obviously, they're very striking to look at, but I think people would be surprised how big they are, especially with headphones over the last few years being the small ones that fit into your ears.
Correct. That's absolutely correct. You have a difference between the earphones going in the earphones that loop over the ear, and support on the back of the neck. And some of them have the technology for the microphones in there as well, again, wireless. And then these go over the head and have the sort of the traditional head strap bridge. despite the size, they're incredibly light and they're incredibly durable. And I'm over the moon, and I would highly suggest anybody who's into their music to go out and try them. You can pop them around the neck comfortably. They will sit around the neck securely. So if you need to walk around with them, you need to take them off to listen to something to make sure you're safe and secure and happy, and then put your headphones back on. The wireless charging, I believe, is for around 4.5 to 5 hours, from what it says. This is what I'm testing. I'll be testing that more tonight.
Now, you mentioned at the start Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine.
Yes, correct, Jimmy Iovine.
I don't know about you, Mark. There was a documentary on a few months ago called The Defiant Ones, just talking about how that collaboration came together. And Jimmy Iovine had said that when they were looking to design these, they didn't want the little in-your-ear ones. They wanted it to be a statement, as in, our headphones are where's the party headphones. Is that the kind of sound you feel you get from them?
Definitely. I listen to a great range of music. I do like some of the types of music that Dre produces, for sure. I'm not going to lie about that. And for people who love the quality of their sound, of their music, or wanting to listen to a file, you can, it actually takes you through, and it seems like the way the sound is projected is very rich in terms of the background sound of the music and all the details and perfections of the music, but also the way that it warms and makes the lyrics quite soft and enables them to be sort of clear as well.
I believe it also has a feature called Pure ANC, Adaptive Noise Cancelling. I'm presuming, Mark, that means if you have your headphones on, no noise is leaking out. If you were sitting on a train, you're not annoying the people round about you. Is that what that means?
That's, I was coming to that, absolutely correct. Sure. You're absolutely 100% in terms of the filtering of the noise in and the noise out. I put these on this morning, and obviously if you're you're travelling on the train, you don't want to be disturbed, or like me, I sit myself on the bus and you don't want to hear the kids, or you just want to sort of go into your own world. They're fantastic for that.
So how durable are they, Mark?
They're very durable, but what I would say to people is take your case with you that you get within the actual product that you see, the circular sort of hard case. And what you would then do is you would then gently press just below the chevrons, press in the headphones in, and you sort of fold the headset in. You don't have to apply a lot of pressure, finger and thumb, and you just press, and it clicks. If you press it in the right way, fold them down, put them in the case, zip the case up. It's got a nice tactile feel in the middle of it, so you can feel where the zip is, and then just pop them in your bag or wherever you go, and your headphones are safe, and they're away in storage.
Now, they are pricey, but you've just bought a pair, so it's your job to sell this to the listener. How much do they cost, and why should we consider getting a pair?
I think they are perceived as quite pricey, yes. The price of the headphones, they can range from, I mean, I got mine a little bit of a deal. You're usually around about the £300 mark for a pair of headphones, which is, I realise, is quite a lot of money. It's the quality of them and the level of
durability, would it be?
The level of durability, the level of sound. You can also get what I did with mine is I bought through Amazon. Obviously, you can go through Apple, you can go through other retailers. See if you can get a sort of guarantee in there for breakages or damages, electronic damage, as well as probably having them on your home insurance. The more cover that you get with something, I think is always beneficial. You have to sometimes look at the value of laying out that cover. But mine was sort of £30 and assured by Amazon, and that's why I picked that up. But yeah, very, very pleased. I realise they're not for everybody. You've got the AirPods option, the little in-ear ones. You have the options from Bose. Bose produce them for around £240, £250, which are probably equally as good in their series.
They would be the main rivals, would they?
Correct. They are the main rivals, the Bose ones. And I did a lot of debating between the two. And I did try them both before I decided to go with this product, and I've been very, very happy so far. It's down to personal preference as to what people choose, like with anything.
Sure. And for blind and partially sighted people, you feel they're quite accessible?
I do. I feel they're very accessible. There's a tactile button to press into on the left cuff, just by the left ear cuff, and to switch on. You'll hear it actually beep and make a sound when you've got the headset on, so you know it's on. It plays an audible tune. And does the same when you turn it off. It'll show on your iPhone or whatever device you're using that you're connected. and it's quite simple to just tap to actually pair to connect. It's just one tap and one double tap if you're using VoiceOver, single tap if you're using Mag. That's it. Very, very easy, and I'm assuming it's the same on all devices. But yeah, very much so. The tactileness of the sockets for charging USB is clear on the other headphone, on the right one. And you also have the wire fill-in indent where the wire is, a sort of a little circular indent if you ever wanted to plug it in and use them wired with the control if people want to. So yeah, I think the design is excellent.
So Mark, if anyone listening would like any more advice on these headphones or any other technological product, how can they find out more information?
Okay, so there's two ways they can get in touch with us. The first is, I would say, is to get in touch and ask to speak to us via the helpline, which is the main way people do it. So by calling 0303 123 9999, that's 0303 123 9999, and asking for Technology for Life. The second is, if they are feeling a bit more confident and they have the technology, they can send us an email, and the address is as follows. It's TFL, so Tommy Foxtrot Lima, at rnib.org.uk, and we look forward to your inquiry.
Brilliant. Mark Evans has given his official seal of approval to the new Beats Studio 3 wireless headphones. Mark, pleasure as always. Thank you for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. Take care.